Shalom Aleichem's sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus. And Ulri Nishmas Marasester Vasrib Shmuel is based on a Shalashudas Drasha given by Maranam of Kuk, Zechu Tzadik Vekadosh Levracha, 92 years ago, in the year Tuf Reish Tzadi Aleph. In the year 1930, and he had a whole large crowd of all types and all stripes of Yidden came to hear Midivrei Kodesh Shel Maran Harav. It's a zchut gedola shenachim chulim lemod et zeh. Ze nirsham al yedei Rav Kalman Frankel ve'ubad al yedei Morib Rabbi Rav Adari zichrono levracha. Yaakov Malachim, Yaakov sent angels, the rabbis say that it was Malachim Mamish, that it was Mamish angels. Chama Barchanin explains that Hagar, the Shifra of Sarah, had five angels appear to her. So certainly, Zeshua Hu B'Shel Bayis, Halachas Kama B'Kama. Certainly Yaakov Avinu can have angels appear to him. These angels were commanded by Yaakov, Kosom Ladonu Esav Kwarav to Yaakov Mogar to Echard Ata. So you should tell Esav, so said Av, your servant Yaakov, I lived with Lavan, and I've been laid until now, Chazal Dashim, what's Garti, Tau Yagai. I lived with Lavan, and Lavan Garti, the Tari Yagamitzis Shemarati, and I kept the Tari Yagamitzis. And when Yaakov said, Vahili Shorba Chamor, Chazal Dashim, the shore is Mashuach Muhammad, Chor Sharo Adarlo, and Chamor is Melech HaMashiach. It says, Ani Varochev al Chamor. There's another gear to that. The shore is Mashiach ben Yosef. So the shore has something to do with a war. That's the shore. And the Chamor is the Mashiach. Ani Varochev al Chamor. Sometimes Malachim go in Yaakov's Shlichus, and sometimes they battle with him. And the battle the night before the meeting with Esav, it says, Vayavavi Kishimo, who is this Ish? Chaim Rachanina says it was the Sar of Esav. However, in Chazal, we find a day that the Ish was the Malach Michol, and Yalkut Shimoni Remes Kuf Lamed Beis, Ayin Tar Shlema, Reish Islamed Beis, Os Kuf Yud Zayin. So it was either Michol or Sar Shal Esav. At the end of the meeting with Esav, Yaakov promises him, out of the Seira. So Rabbi Abba says, where do we find that Yaakov Avinu went to Esav to sire? We don't find it. So the answer is, Lasid Lavo in the future, Vala Mushim Baharatzion, which brought this Har Esav, when he's going to judge Esav at the end of days. Famous Chazal, Sanhedrin Lamed Ches Amid Beis. The understanding of the drushes of Chazal and the internal connection between them, the part of the angels, the keeping the Targ Mitzvahs, the Inyan of Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, and then V'alo Mashim Bahar Tzion, and the saviors will come on Mount Zion to be Shofet Har Esav and Sire. It's explained as follows. The battle between Yaakov and Esav, which was rooted in by Yisrael Tzavanim Bekirba, when they were already battling in the womb of their mother Rivka, is only a part of the historical process, the long historical process, that Mamish goes to from the beginning of time till the end of time. And the thought of the creation, Nasadam Tzalmenu Kedmusenu, the Malachim said, no, Manush Kitis Karenu, don't create man. What's the Schus Kiyum of this independent creature that he should be given the power over other creatures? So the angels didn't want man to be created. And then this heavenly battle was repeated on earth, when the Avraham Avinu was thrown into the Kivshan Aish. Because what Avraham Avinu wanted to do was he wanted to bring monotheism to the world, to uproot Abad Azara. And the Kochos Hara were against that. And this battle continues with the Yisrael Tzitzis between Yaakov and Esav in their mother's womb. The spiritual meaning of this battle is connected to the struggle between Yaakov and heavenly beings, whether it's the Sar of Esav, whether it's the Malach Michal. Either way, they're not modin, his koach and his chus, to battle with one who's stronger than him. So we have from the very beginning already, the angels are complaining about the creation of man, and Avraham Avinu, which really Bihi Baram, the purpose of creation by Avraham, is thrown into the Kivshan Aish. And then Yaakov and Esav, what right does Yaakov have to have so much power? So the heavenly hosts fight with Yaakov. And then Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shemayim, and the angels say, Manosh Kitzis Tereno. Again, what right does man have to be Kabbal Torah? And the Malachi Asheris wanted to be Pogay and Moshe. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him look like Avraham Avinu. And Hashem said, you're not embarrassed? Didn't you eat by him? So the action of Avraham Avinu in publicizing the name of Hashem in the world was a hachana for Kabbalah Satorah through Moshe for the Jewish people. And therefore Avraham Avinu is called Adam HaGadol Banokim. He came to be Metakin, Chazal tells, Bereshis Rabbi Yitalad Vav, the head of Adam HaRishon, Adam HaGadol Banokim. Because he couldn't leave the world in its kilkel. So the angels want to start up with Moshe, don't give the Jews the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu gets the power of Avraham Avinu, he gets the face of Avraham Avinu. The Avraham Avinu paved the way for Kabbalah Satorah, because that's the way to be Metakin, Chayit of Adam HaRishon. So the universal status of Adam HaRishon comes to a tikkun by Avraham Avinu. And then there's a similarity between Avraham and Moshe. And then in the middle between Avraham and Moshe is Yaakov, who's alone. Lo Yaakov yamar chokim Yisrael me'az v'yishken Yisrael betach padad. Now the Jewish people are alone, like we have in Devarim 33:28. And his name is no longer Yaakov, it's Yisrael. And he's alone by Vos Yaakov Levado. In between Adam. If Adam, Avram is supposed to be attacking the Chet of Adam, he paves the way for Mount Torah. In the middle you have Yaakov. The Demus Tikkun Osho Yaakov, his face is Chakuk B'Kisei HaKovit. What is a Kisei Kisei? It's Gedula, Tzmat, Nasut. As the Rambam says in the Moira. Aleph Tes. It's elevation, greatness. That's the Kisei HaKovit. Face of Yaakov is on this, the Kisei HaKovet, and he's got this bracha of elevation, of power, of independent, the independent creativity that was given to Yaakov and his seed. The Jewish idea that was shaped by Yaakov Avinu is who battles with Edom, and this wrestling match, this battle, finds an expression between in the war between Israel and Edom, and that's the. What's the foundation of the Kitchug of the Malachim? And they say, don't give the Torah to the Jewish people. They don't want man to be created with Chalal, and they don't want the Torah to be given to Jewish people. The Malachim are opposed to all this power being given to man. And the Jewish people said, Nasi v'nishma, which was really what the angels said. That was part of their battle with the angels. The Maisim of Yaakov are Hachana for Kabbalah Satorah. But again, Yaakov comes in between Avram and Moshe, and Moshe is Makabal Torah B'Schus Avram, and Yaakov is in the middle. Also says Yaakov is Pod Avram, like the Pasuk says, discussed a lot in the past. So Yaakov is a Hachana, prepares Kabbalah Satorah. Kiva Makli Avalti is a Yardin Azeh. It says in Bereishis Rabbah that the Jewish people only over the Yardin B'Schus Yankov. The Jewish people passed over the Jordan, they came into Eretz Yisrael B'Schus Yaakov. And it says there that the Jordan split because of the Torah. The Aron and the Torah is what split the Yarden. And again, we have Yaakov Avinu split in the Yarden. And then the Yarden splits later B'schus Yaakov. And also B'schus HaTorah, because Yaakov paves the way for the Knesset Eretz Yisrael, for going to Eretz Yisrael and Kabbalah HaTorah, or Rosh HaKilas Yaakov. And then when we come to Eretz Yisrael, there's a new period for the Jewish people. Until now, B'tkufas HaMidbar, the Anhag of the nation was Anhag HaNisis. But we pass over the Yarden, there's no more Man, Yehoshua Heyud Beis, and there's a new Anhag. Nisim that are in the world of nature, Nisim that are hidden by nature. This connection of Nisim and Tev, of Nisim and Midbar, is a Hachana for the Tivius, for the natural life of Eretz Yisrael. There's also the Yisod of the Mishkan, this connection between. On one hand, we have the Nisim of the Midbar. On the other hand, we have the natural life that we're going to live in Eretz Yisrael. And all the Nisim are hidden. So that's founded also in the Mishkan, which has a connection to Yaakov. And that's the Hakdama to the Mikdash, which is built at Chukei HaTeva. The Mishkan was built with Atzei HaShitim, And that's what Yaakov planted when the Jewish people went down to Mitzrayim. That's the Atzei Shittim they used to build the Mishkan. And those crushing, those beams grew in a natural way. Yishayahu mem aleph yates etein b'midbar eretz shita. Up in the midbar is eretz. Indeed, that's natural. Shita, this is the shita wood. And then they would stand through the Briach HaTichon, through the middle bar. In the middle bar, the Gemara says, Shabbos Sarichas on the base was Omet Benes. And then Chazal say in the Tanchuma, Shumates, Hu Sheyarad Biad Yaakov Mitzrayim. And this Briach HaTichon, which was Benes HaOmet, went down in the hands of Yaakov to Mitzrayim. And Meshamish ben HaKotzer LaKotzer, which passed from the end to the end, from one end to the other of the beams, this Briach HaTichon, this middle bar, this linchpin. So again, you have its nature, goes in a natural way, and the other hand, it's B'nei Sayal made. So it's a shituf between Nes and Teva. And this is B'koach Yaakov. It was Yaakov who planted these Ansei Shittim, and it's Yaakov who came down with the Briach HaTichon, which was B'nei Sayal made. And we also find this shituf b'nes l'teva b'n alinu tachtonim b'kamata mishkan that comes mikolach yankif in the krasim b'lulos that it was near k'kochavim b'rakia. But they looked like the stars. Those were the clasps on the roof of the mishkan. They looked like the stars. Shabbos tzarites amar aleph. Look in the Torah Shlemish Moschav Avoschav. And the relationship between the passing over the Yarden with the Makal of Yaakov and the splitting of the Amsuf with the Mat of Moshe, Chazal Ro'emit. And they said it's the same, it was the same staff. Whereas on the centrality of the Nes of the Amsuf and its relationship to other Nisim, the Maral teaches us in Sefer Gvuras Perak Mem to Mem Beis. Ma'avar Yam Suf, when we passed over the Yam Suf, that brought the nation to Emunah Bashem Uva Moshe, Minu Hashem Moshe Avdo. This Emunah prepared us for Kabbalah Satorah from the hands of Moshe. And Yaakov also has a portion, and this as we saw before, Yaakov is Kabbalah Satorah is B'schus Yaakov. As we saw there, Chazal already said that, but we also saw before. Torah Tziva Lenu Moshe Marasha Kehilas Yaakov. That the Torah is a Marasha of the Kehilah of Yaakov. Kabbalah Torah is B'schus Yaakov. And we have in the Zohar tells us that the Briach HaTichon Amud of Yaakov Raza de Moshe. The Briach HaTichon is the pillar of Yaakov, and it's the secret of Moshe. So the Zohar connects Moshe and Yaakov. It also says in the Tikkuni Zohar that Yaakov milabar, Moshe milagav. Yaakov is on the outside, and Moshe is on the inside. Two sides of one personality. Matan Taryag Mitzvah through Moshe also has a relationship to Yaakov. Taryag Mitzvah Shamarti. Yaakov says, I already was Makayim the Taryag Mitzvahs. 248 Asseis. 365 losas says 365 losas connected the solar calendar, and the 248 connected the avarim of a person. Makas chof beis on kimel on beis. See there in the chidush hagadol of the Maharal. And this chalukah is ramuz b'devrei Yaakov leisav. Malatam shel Yisrael lemalam meazman utum mizgeret imotei chamor lemalam migvot kochol shel adam akavu b'toch amach evarav. אמנם כן עשיו הוא הראשון והבחור בזמן הלידה והוא נתברך בגבורת כוח רב רחב תחיה ואף על פי כן התמודד יעקב עם תרי"ג המרכיבים של סל של זמן ורמ"ח של כוח ויכול להם. The mile of the Jewish people is above time. Above the time is in the 365 days and it's above the כוח of a person who's tied up with his 248 איבר. Esav was the first. Esav has the כוח. Esav is הרחב רחב תחיה. And yet, Yaakov Avinu was able to deal with the 600 and the 613. It's 365 in time and 248 in Koach. Yecholahem. And he was able to be successful in keeping these Taryag and having the power over Taryag and being able to keep the Shasa Mitzis Esse and the Ramach Mitzis Lesse. Even though a man is tied up in his Ramach and Shasa, Yaakov was able to overcome. He was able to overcome Esav. And he was able to deal with these 613 mitzvahs of the power of Yaakov. And therefore he says, V'tayag mitzvah shemarti, it isn't easy. You have to deal with the time in its totality and the human body in its totality. But I was successful. Yaakov sends a message to Esav. V'ayli shor v'chamor. Shor lo'or v'chamor l'masa, it says in Avod Zarah. Hayam Beis. Hashvei perush hagra l'mishlei yitalad hei. The shore has a yoke on it, plows, it prepares the karka for Zeriah. The shore prepares. The chamor carries the crop. The tzaddik, who's rochev al chamor. The Mashiach. The Mishkan was, so that's what he's sending him a remez to. That there's the Hachana, and then there's the, ultimately the Mashiach. The Mishkan was built in Shiloh on the Chelik of Yosef, the Mikdash on the Gvul of Yehuda, and Yosef is Mashiach ben Yosef, and that prepares Mashiach ben David. Shor is Yosef, B'chor Shor HaAdolah, and he's the Satan of Esav, he's the one who starts up with Esav, the instigator of Esav. Mashiach ben Yosef is going to wage war against the nations, and he's going to prepare the way for ben David. And this preparation for Mashiach ben David already started in 6 days of creation, when the world was established, Al Yom Ba'al Naharos, and therefore David HaMelech sings, Asher lo nasel Hashem nafshi, and the Zohar darshins, Nafsho debar nash mamish, Nafsho hu aktiv, ilu akri nafshi, Nefesh David lo nizkeret b'ferush, Nisteret, yadayim b'shlav shel hachana. So we have in that parak dealing to Amim Misadav Alon Asuchon Anah. So I was alluding to before. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world on the waters. The dry land on the waters. And at that time, Yirah Hashem was already preparing the Mashiach. We already find in the Medrash at the beginning of the Torah. Bereishis Baruch Hakim Mishmai Misa'aretz Varzai Sovavol V'chol Shepan Yadom V'ruch Hakim Rachavis Alpani Amayim. So I'm the Arbogalios and Mashiach. And then the Pasuk says, Shalom Asel and Shob Nafshi, that he didn't take my name in vain. And then the Zohar says it's talking about the Nefesh of the Bar Menashe of a person. So the Ksiv is Nafsho. And the Kri is Nafshi. So the ksiv, what's written, is nafsho, the nefesh of David. That's what the Zohar darshins. But it's not mentioned beferish, it's hidden. It's still on a shlav of hachana. So to vatachal David HaMelech, Shmuel Beis Yud Gimel, Lamates, Rashi explains the mikra katzah vatachal nefesh, David HaMelech. In other words, the nefesh of David, of Mashiach ben David, is not mentioned explicitly in the pasuk. It's a creed. It's not mentioned explicitly. Because it's not its time yet. So you have a remnant of the Nefesh of Mashiach, but it's not there yet. It's not its time yet. So we already have the Giluyim of the Mashiach who spent David from the beginning of time. But it's hidden. And until that time, Yaakov Avinu is making a chonis, Ad Asher Avor Adoni Seira, till I come to Adoni and Sayer, I'm going to judge Volo Mashim Bahar Tzion, which brought this Haraitza by Yisrael Hashem HaMelucha. And part of these hachonas are establishing Kedushas Yisrael as a unique national unit. And that's what Yaakov was zocha to after his ma'avak with the Ish, and he was called Yisrael. And it's the foundation of Klal Yisrael. And that's why you have the malachim, whether it's Malach Michal or Sarah Shel Esav, is against the establishment of the Jewish people, empowering human beings so much. They're against the Bechir of man, the Bechir of the Jewish people, the Yichud of the Jewish people of Matan Torah. That's where the angels get involved. And the Nitzachon of Yaakov, Kisarisim Elokim Anashim Atuchal, is Achana for Kabbalah Satorah, for the victory of the malachim, and for the victory over Esav, Lasid Lava. And after this, Yaakov was zochet to another gilui ve'era Elokim al Yaakov ve'od b'vo mipatan aram. Lo'ikrei ot shimcha Yaakov ki'im Yisrael. And then he was promised to Malachim echal atzecha yetzeyu, that there are going to be kings that come out from you. And this haftacha is going to be miskayim, shlemus, in the time of Mashiach. Ayin b'reishis rabba pei beis dalet. So Yaakov, on his way to Charan, when he establishes his family in Beis Lavan, when he keeps the Tayrag Mitzvahs, when he comes back and all the battles that he has, prepares the Derech for the revelation of the Torah, for the Binyan HaMishkan, for the Meshichim, for the Mishpat of Har Esav, and the Meluch al Har Tzion. And this is from the Sefer Shmuot HaRaya. So, B'shulei HaShmua, Rav Adarim Osif, תודות חייו של יעקב, הביוגרפיה האישית שלו, עם דגן מוקדם של תודות עם ישראל. Yaakov's biography is a microcosm of the history of the Jewish people. מנקודת הווייתו היסטורית קונקרטית של יעקב בן יצחק ורבקה נמשכים קווים רוחניים לעבר אברהם ואדם הראשון מאחד. On one hand, from Yaakov, you have spiritual lines that go to Avram and Adam, and also to Moshe and Mashiach on the other end, on the other side of history. And also Yaakov Avinu. There's a line going from Yaakov up high to the Malachim. And Altmut Sir Grafi Zeh, this graphic chart, you have all these Mamari Chazal, Yaakov Yisrael, and the girl of Zer Yaakov, Ambene Yisrael, and ultimately the Mashiach. So we see this was a Yaakov Avinu's life was like the biggest thing. This is preparing the path for Matan Torah, Melech HaMashiach, Tikkun HaShalem, Advarim Me'irim U'Mesamchim, Baruch Hashem. Thank you so, so much for listening.